All right. Thank you so much for listening into the Conscious Awareness and Mind Growth Academy. It is another episode of your blessing. Get ready to learn some, teach one, and share with all, so that together we can live in oneness, happy and fulfilled. I'm your host, Gardner, alongside Lulu. Today we are talking about
you see the pastors we go to, because they are giving us, they are giving back, they are giving to us. In return, we give back to them. And it's what makes them, they become better people. Because you're thankful to God, because you're thankful to them, of course to God first and then to them, because they counseled you. It involves everything. They're counseling you, they are being with you spiritually, they are telling you, they are literally giving you, you know, advice or counsel, whatever it could be. It's making a better person you're receiving from them, because they're like, okay, this pastor stood with me. Even if the pastor didn't stand with them physically, they listen to that pastor's sermon, and it's what changed them, and they became a better person. Whatever you feel like giving, do give.
Absolutely.
That explains why in the ATAs, in the African Traditional Society, how a child was being upbrought, you know, a child wasn't for just the one that, you know, bore them. A child was for the entire society. When a child is not behaving well, when a child is not respectful, if they are not doing as they're supposed to do, anybody could discipline the child. They're literally giving. Because tomorrow, when a child is successful, tomorrow they'll be, you know, pride to the entire society. They'll all be proud of it. You represented them well.
And it goes back even to the aspect of our life attitude and our life being, you know. For example, if you find somebody who's not comfortable, who's not satisfied, who's not who he is, that means that person is trying to become what he's not. So he's trying to get what he's not, other than giving what he is, you know. So all challenges, all adversities, all troubles that we face are within us, because we have failed to give that we have. Now we are trying to get an identity of another person, making it our own, and in the process you cannot become the other than becoming yourself. So it starts boiling, you know. It's like when you're suffering from diarrhea. Actually, it's called life diarrhea, you know. The only way now to regain yourself is to re-empty. You relearn and then come back to yourself and now start giving that uniqueness that you have. Because in your uniqueness is where the divine lies.
Because there is add value.
I think it's Luthi Vandras who said that you are one in a million, but it's not. You are one in 8.5 billion people living on this planet today, because we're 8.5. So you are one in a billion. So in your uniqueness is where your divine lies, and that is what you're supposed to give out, because nobody can give it out the way you're supposed to give it out.
That explains why anyone that is successful or anybody that becomes a better person in life must. Actually, we usually talk about having a relationship with ourselves. They must start by being self-aware. By knowing themselves better. Because if you know yourself, that is what is going to reflect, or it's going to reflect who you are. When you know yourself better, you're going to be able to know your weaknesses, your strengths, you know. When there is a loophole in something you're trying to do, you'll be able to, you know, discover it, because you know yourself. And from knowing yourself, when you work on all those areas within you, it's going to reflect that good character in you, or who you are. And after that, that is what you can give back to others, because now you already, you know, you already know who you are. You're self-aware.
It's very important. It's very important that even as we normally discuss, we normally say that, for example, let's use the Christ, Jesus Christ. Yes? His main mission was not to show us who he is. He wanted to show us who we are. And after you've discovered who you are, you're able to give out. You know, that means self-discovery comes from within. Now you unleash that power that is within you to the outside world. Now, whenever somebody from the outside wants to help you or get that that you want to do, be and have, often in time you fail. For example, let's use an example of an ego. You see, an ego lays its eggs. When they're about to hatch, the female ego cannot hatch or break the egg loose for the young eaglet to come out. She leaves that power to the young eaglet within the shell to break it by itself so that it can come out and live that life that it's supposed to live. Now, often in time we have gone out searching. We want the mother ego to break the egg for us. When the mother ego does that, the eaglet dies. Externality, you know? So when you base your success, when you base your progress, when you base your growth to externality, at one point in time you break up.
From without?
Yes, or even die. Now the power is within. You need to break loose that shell by yourself. And through you, through giving, as we say, now you're able to live a happy and fulfilled life.
Life actually becomes better when you are giving.
And it's the giving consciousness, you know? It's the giving. You're either giving to yourself or you're giving to others. And you cannot give to others what you have not given to yourself, you know? So it all rotates within and then without.
The Gardener Show, giving you purpose through mind transformation to live a fulfilled life.